In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today, a self-proclaimed square peg. Singer and songsmith Marcy Geller. You talk about Square Peg, which is the name of your album, your newest album. I think everybody feels like a square peg most of the time, don't they?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I called it square peg because I was feeling like that. And when I put it out there, I was amazed by how much it resonated with the listeners, because people started proclaiming themselves as square pegs. So
sure.
We've become sort of this little community.
Yeah, square peg in a round hole. Do the songs reflect that on the album?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm writing for people who don't necessarily fit into the norm all the time, so to say. Or even if they're doing the things that fit into the norm, they don't feel like they fit there.
Absolutely. We take jobs that think we should be taking, and it's not really us sometimes. Yeah, I know that works.
Yeah, pays the bills.
It pays the bills. You've been doing this quite a while. Does it pay the bills, songwriting, singing?
It pays some of them. it is getting more challenging to pay all the bills with the music. So
sure.
I do supplement here and there where necessary, but the music is always the primary focus, and that's really, you know, it's the intention that matters more than the day to day, I think.
Is it about the songwriting or is it about the performing, if you had to choose?
Wow, that's a tough one. You know, I think that the older I get, the more I'm thinking songwriting is where I want to be. Only because, you know, traveling around in a minivan mm-hmm. all over the country is not as appealing as it was maybe 10 years ago.
Like, what has been the highlight of your time in music?
I toured for 2 years with Blackmore's Night, which is
a
folk renaissance band.
Richie Blackmore.
Yeah. Yep, I toured with them for 2 years, and I was the support, or as they say in Europe, the support act. Here they say the opening act. So, I mean, I would play solo for 10,000 people every night, so that was pretty magical. It was really empowering and really an amazing time in my life, so I'm very thankful for that.
Marcy Geller is in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. New album is called Square Peg. We talked about that. It was crowdfunded with Kickstarter. Explain for people who don't know about Kickstarter how that works.
Well, basically, you know, you are sort of investing in a project. And so I look at it as you get to become my record label, because, you know, the industry is changing so much and there aren't standard deals anymore. So
mm-hmm.
basically, my listeners contributed to a fund that was held until the end of 30 days, which is the time period that we had to raise the money. And if I didn't raise 100%, mm-hmm. I would have lost all of it. But luckily, I have such beautiful fans. We actually surpassed my stretch goal, and we funded at 130%.
Really?
So, yay.
So, what do you do with the extra money?
Well, the idea was is that if we earned the extra money, we would do a music video, which
yeah.
we did with Hudson Valley resident David Buskin, who you probably know.
David Buskin featured on the song Only Love Matters. We're going to hear that in a moment.
Yeah, I have to be honest. I know this will sound corny, but, you know, the smallest donations mean just as much as the biggest donations, because you know that those people are giving because they want to support you, and that's all they have.
And it's also, they're not monetizing it. They're just behind you because they believe in your work.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Marcy Geller, tell me some of the other people that are on the album Square Peg.
Okay. Well, aside from David Buskin, you have Lori Lieberman, who is just one of my favorite singers and people. Marshall Rosenberg and Jack Knight on the bass. Anthony Palmas plays some extra guitars. Let's see, who did I not mention? Maya Byrne, Jake Bush from Pesky J. Nixon. Honor Finnegan sings some background vocals. I'm sure I'm like leaving people
mm-hmm.
out, and I'm going to kick myself, but that's what's coming to me off the top of my head.
And do you have some upcoming shows?
If they go to my website, which is marcygeller.com, and it's marcigeller.com, they can sign up for the mailing list, get a free MP3, and find out about all the shows that are coming up.
And we're going to hear the song Only Love Matters, which features David Buskin. Give me a little bit about the background of the song itself.
Well, it was originally written for a charity CD that was called Snappy Holidays from Sonic Underground, which is the record label that I co-own, and we did it to raise money for three different charities. And so I wrote it as my offering as a non-denominational holiday song, because, you know, I always find, like, during the holidays, sometimes you want something that's not, you know, leaning towards one religion or the other. Mm-hmm. You want something that's just going to celebrate the beauty of the time of the year. And when I thought about that, the theme for me that was consistent was that ultimately, no matter what we believe or who we pray to or if we don't pray, everybody is seeking love. And so that's why I wrote Only Love Matters.
And Only Love Matters. She's a square peg like the rest of us, actually. Marcy Geller in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Congratulations and thank you, Marcy, for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.